Hello and welcome to another episode of Don't Shit on the Bus. I am your host, Adam Omokais, tuning in all the way from Los Angeles, California, for episode number 81 with my good friend, Connor Gasky. What's up, Connor?
Yo, dude, how's it going?
Good. We're doing the intro. What goes next?
The main meat? The sandwich meat?
The sandwich. I mean, I don't know. What are we going to talk about today? I'm pretty excited because we've got Connor here who you may or may not know. If you don't know, you're making a mistake. But Connor edits every episode of this podcast since the beginning. All 80 of them, he's edited. So if you like how they sound, it's his fault. And if you don't like how they sound, it's his fault. But he's on tour right now. So I was like, Connor, we got to get you not just a tour, but his first tour. That's exciting, man.
Yeah, dude. It's amazing. It's a lot. It's awesome.
So what do you, so like usually during the intro, I do like a synopsis of what we're going to talk about. I mean, you know that. What are we going to talk about today?
Dude, I think we're going to talk about, you know, being on your first tour, the do's and don'ts, you know, just kind of reiterating what this podcast is going through and maybe a fun story here and there.
Yeah, I feel like you're, well, I know that you are a real life example of making it happen. And I think that's really cool. So I was like, we got to get him on the podcast. Also, you have a nice voice. Also, you're a nice person. And I mean, do you want to thank the patrons? Because I feel like that's usually what I do next.
Let's thank the patrons. Who do we got?
I don't think we have anybody new this week, but you can just thank the existing ones we have. I'll go check right now, though.
I want to thank all the patrons for being a part of this, making this work, you know, paying Eva and me to help do this, letting Adam give some knowledge out. Good times. And join the Discord. It's a fun community.
All right, we've got two new patrons.
Let's go.
Three, I think. I don't know when I did my last intro. We've got Lewis, Brian, and Sean.
Lewis, Brian, Sean. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Three new patrons this week. That's fire.
Let's go.
Yeah, let us go. Well, that puts us off to a really good start. Connor, get on the bus. Welcome to the bus. I guess a good place to start is, where are you right now?
I'm in Denver right now. Just got to the hotel.
What? Home?
Yeah, dude. Home. Feels nice to see mountains again that aren't hazy.
Do you have any friends coming out to see you?
I do actually have one. I'm super pumped to see him.
That's awesome. Are they going to like come hang out with you on your off day or come to the show, or what's the vibe?
Not an off day. He's working. Our off day is today, but he's coming around for the show and he's an old college friend. So I'm super excited for him to come and see the show.
Yeah, that's got to feel pretty cool to be like the guy hooking other people up now.
He texted me saying, I've never been on a list before. I'm like, well, prepare yourself. You're on a list now.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. I am excited for that. Well, as you may or may not know, Connor's been very busy. So he hasn't like billboarded this everywhere because focus on getting his work done. But Connor is on tour with Boy with Uke. Did I say that right?
Yeah. It's not Boy with Guitar. It's Boy with Uke.
Boy with Uke. He's on tour with him doing photo and video, creating some content.
Making it happen.
Yeah. We're lucky enough to get him for a day. But before we, like, Boy with Uke, that's where we're ending this podcast. Let's start. Let's rewind. I mean, how far back do you want to go? I want to know how you got this tour.
How I got this tour? Yeah. This is rewinding 3 weeks back. Not even that, probably.
Well, I mean, but I thought maybe we could go before you even got it and talk about what put you in the position to get it. Because that's like getting it's one thing, but how did you get there and be like, you know, the person that, because you didn't hit up Boy with You could say, hey, take me on tour. They kind of asked you in a way. Well, I know I talked with Ashley a little bit. I know how it happened, but how did you like, okay, so you're assisting for Ashley. But before that, you had to meet Ashley. And before you met Ashley, you had to get introduced to Ashley. And before you got introduced to Ashley, you had to move to LA.
Yeah.
So
start there then.
Yeah. I mean, you could talk about maybe like a little bit why you moved to LA and what, like, you know, because that was really like the first, I would say, big conscious decision. Maybe not first, but one of the big conscious decisions you made to kind of be like, all right, I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, totally. I was living out in Denver before I actually moved out here. For 2 years during the pandemic. So there wasn't really much I could do, but I moved out here originally to Denver for the music scene. Cause I knew it was big here and I wasn't sure if I wanted to move out to LAX. You know, it's a big city, a lot of stuff happening.
LA, you just called LA, it's airport.
They call it LAX.
Hey man, they are one and the same. You're not technically wrong. That is correct. But and you moved to Denver from where?
I moved to Denver back home to Michigan for 6 months.
No, wait. Let me rewind that.
Yeah.
You just said that you moved to Denver. So yes, where did you move to Denver from with the intentions of, you know, growing your career?
Right. So I came from Chicago where I was going to school, okay. Finished school up there, came out nice. To Denver, lived out here for 2 years. Pandemic made it, you know, a little tricky to do anything.
Yeah.
Moved back home to Grand Rapids, Michigan for 6 months, then bolted out here to LA. And I think it's just been, yeah, it's a year today, actually.
Exactly today?
Exactly today.
No way.
I'm not kidding you. Like today is like a year on the dot.
You're fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you. I would not do this to you.
That's crazy. A year ago? Wow, that year really flew by. I feel like a year ago we were having discussions of like, can we do this without Neil?
Oh, dude. Rest in peace, Neil. He's not dead. I just miss him.
Yeah. I talked with him a little bit the other day. They are currently dealing with difficulties that arise touring in Europe, but they're doing great. Mm. And I'm hoping to get him back on here. But yeah, I think that awesome. Was around the time Neil was like, I got a lot of shit to do. I can't do the podcast. And we're like, all right, we had to figure it out.
And now we're here. Episode 81. That's what, 40 episodes since Neil? Something like that?
I think, yeah, like 45, almost a full year, because it was just a little bit. I think I was actually visiting you when he called me and was like, I can't do this anymore. I remember taking the call outside of your place.
Mm, wow, dude. That's nutty. You're doing great. You made it this far.
Dude, I made it so far. Connor is on tour and on the podcast. That's how deep in it we are.
So I get to LA and just start reaching out to everyone, whether it be, you know, getting coffee with like you and Maddie Vogel, or like hitting up people like Miranda McDonald, Ashley Osborne, just being like, hey, can I get coffee with you? Can I meet with you? And through those kind of like small connections like that, jumped on like mini sets of photo assisting whenever I can, always saying yes.
Well, slow down. So you hit them up, but anybody can do that. So what made you unique? Like, how did you make it so it wasn't just a cold intro? Like what did you leverage?
I think if I remember, I just said, hey, I'm part of the podcast and enjoy their work and just want to like get to know them, meet them. And if they ever needed someone to help assist them, I'm their guy.
So you kind of just made yourself available, hung out with them and got to know them. You didn't hit them up and you were and like, hey, get me a photo pass.
No. Hey, how can you give me value and just me take from you? Like,
give me things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I was just reminiscing there for a minute because it really does seem crazy that it's been like a year and it's like, oh, a lot happened. And you're just like, it's just hitting me all at once sometimes.
Yeah, man, you did it.
Trying to, man. Yeah. So got coffee, met with them, helped a photo assist with them.
So what's that mean? Like, okay, so you get coffee with them. Now you're acquainted, like they know of you. Mm-hmm. And you basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you probably throw it out there. Like if you ever need an assistant, like I'm just looking to get on set and shoot. And then they hit you up when they had shoots, right? And then you went and did them?
I think I remember for all of them, like the last thing I mentioned is, hey, if you need someone to help you out with anything, I'm there. But like, I never went into the conversation being like, hey, let me help you. I know that's just, it didn't make sense to me. I just wanted to know how they were and their process and stuff like that. And just trying to connect human to human then.
Yeah. Trying to learn from them.
Exactly. How weird would it be if you just got coffee and you only ask them like questions about just photography or just one thing? It's like, no, I want to know who you are.
Hey, I'm pretty sure we've been on coffee hangouts where that happened. Not by either of us, but I'm sure we've experienced it.
Yes. No, absolutely. No hate.
But man, sometimes it's hard when you're just trying to chill out and you're getting grilled on the business stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ashley, I actually met when we were having a picnic with some friends, introduced myself that way. And I did a lot of little odd end jobs like card running for shows or minor things like that, just to help her out whatever she needed it. And eventually I started working in the studio with her as her assistant, helping with lighting, stuff like that. Nothing crazy, but just being available. The reason how I got on this tour is I was on a photo shoot with her. She was photographing an artist, and that artist's manager was Yuke's manager as well. She vouched for me saying, hey, this guy wants to go on tour. You need someone to go on tour with, like a photographer, video person.
Cause they were on set just looking. They were like asking Ashley, like, hey, maybe you can't do it, but do you know anybody who can go on tour? And lo and behold, you're just there creating your luck and ready to go.
Yeah. I was like, I will.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach. And I kid you not, like 2 days before the tour started, I got the confirmation like, hey, here we go. Squared away all the little details. And then I'm out on the road back in Detroit, like flew all the way from LA to Detroit.
What were the details you had to square away? Like what did you have to figure out before going on tour?
deliverables, how long we're going to be out, payment, stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Was it a difficult process to kind of, I mean, I am assuming a lot of the other things you did, people were like, this is how much you're getting paid. And you were like, yes, this is your first time touring. Mm-hmm. Did you find that anything you've learned kind of having guests on helped you like not be totally in the dark, or was it still pretty confusing for you? How was that experience of being like, oh shit, I'm going on the road?
It felt like I kind of, yes and no. You know, when you cram for a test, you're like, okay, I know I have the information deep down there, but you're still nervous to go take the test.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, okay, I think this is what this is, but like, I'm kind of, you know, flying by the, whatever that saying is.
Is it what, cuff of your pants? Something of your pants?
Yeah. Definitely asked a couple of people like, hey, this is what's happening. They're like, that's great.
Seat of my pants.
There we go.
Seat, S-E-A-T, not seed. Or maybe that's what you said.
Probably.
That's a funny, like, Michael from The Office always messes up sayings, and I think it's so funny.
Dude, that's my spirit animal in terms of language right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all on purpose, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But yeah, dude, just 2 days out, come out, flew over to Michigan. I'm like, oh, this is sweet. Also, fun fact, the first venue we played at tour was where I saw my first ever concert as well.
Oh, where was it?
It used to be the DTE Energy area in Detroit, but now it's called Pine Grove.
Yeah.
Pine Knob. Awesome. Pine Knob.
Oh, we've got a, do we have somebody helping you?
We have Eric in the background. Yeah.
Eric, my Eric?
Yeah, you're Eric.
What's up, Eric? Tell him, hey.
Can't wait. Adam says hi, by the way.
Oh my God, you're literally behind him. What's up, dude?
Talk now.
Hey, Eric, how's it going, man?
Good, man.
That is pretty funny. Connor, you got to keep this in. This is too funny.
Of course, absolutely.
Yo, Eric, I'm so happy you have Connor out on tour and that it's all going amazing.
Yes, he's absolutely a dream to have out here. Seriously. Thank you for giving him a green light as well. That was very nice.
Of course.
Too kind.
Oh, yeah. I know it's teamwork. That was like, I mean, if you aren't watching the video, it's like literally Connor leaned to the side and Eric is right behind him. And Eric is your tour manager.
Yeah, the best.
He rounded up the troops for this one.
Absolutely. And now we're out here doing the damn thing, dude.
So what was it like going? So talk to me about this. So you get on the flight. I mean, mm-hmm. Are you just nervous the whole way over, excited? And then you like, what's the feeling of like going on tour?
So I'm packing super light, get on the plane. And like, I was more nervous before I got on the flight. I'm like, just like, don't want to fuck this up. I need to do this. But like, I don't know, like, I feel like everything's been preparing me for this moment. But you know, you're just like, I hope I do this. And then once I actually landed, I'm like, okay, we're doing this. Like,
yeah,
we're just going to do it. And after the first show, I'm like, okay, I know what needs to be done, what I need to improve on, what we need to do. And it's just, then it felt a lot smoother. But like, dude, that first show was like, okay.
Yeah, let's talk about the first show. Let's talk about that. I feel like you'll have the tendency to kind of gloss over these whole happenings of things that like, right, there's a lot there. Like, let's slow down and go through it. We still got 42 more minutes, man.
Yeah, please. No, help me slow down. Cause it just all is just like,
yeah. So, I mean, you get there and you go to the venue and this is really like, I know you've shot shows before. I know you've worked at shows for iHeartRadio, but this is your first time like getting an all access pass. Well, maybe you've had all access pass, but an all access laminate and being on the tour.
Right.
Do you remember when you got the pass? What was that like?
I was like, oh, I'm a G now. This is awesome.
You're a G? Well, let's not get too carried away.
Whoa. Oh, right.
No, that's awesome. Did Eric give it to you?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, he did actually. I was like, thank you. It was either, I had to be shuttled through like four people. They're like, are you sure you're supposed to be here? I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because
like,
you didn't have your pass yet.
They started the day before me in terms of like getting all the laminates and everything. I should have. Okay. The actual first day
of the show.
Show day. Yeah. So I had to kind of get through all the security and all like get dressed with all my luggage. I'm like, I promise I'm supposed to be here. Just here's the number. Just get me behind stage, please.
So you can get your pass and get situated.
Yeah. Arrive at the venue, get passes, get laminate. Was introduced to Yuke, our LD, and then of course meeting Eric IRL. I think we had a couple hours before sound check. So, you know, I'm just kind of getting all my gear ready, kind of scouting out the area, and then also meeting the headliners team, like their TM and some of the upper staff like that.
Yeah. Who's the headliner?
Headliner is AJR.
Cool. And they have Austin, the photographer, who I know you're friends with. We had him on Twitch before. And
shout out to Austin.
Yeah. Shout out Austin. Amazing photographer. Check him out. And all these people are photographers we're talking about. But So you wouldn't have met everybody. What was that like? Just tell me about the experience.
Everyone was super chill. It wasn't overwhelming. It was just like, oh, you know, when you've been like Zoom calling or watching someone's work online and they're like, oh, they're just 5 feet away from me. It's like, whoa, that's a little small. And I know it's just like, oh, it's all come down to this moment. And everyone is insanely nice, which is just takes so much pressure off. No one's a dick. Everyone's just like, oh, it's great to meet you and all that good jazz. So it's just like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah, that's great. I love to hear that because it wasn't always that way. It was more like, I call them like roadie, like the roadie term is like come and gone, I feel like, but that's what I think of when I, you know, I think of like stage blacks and like, well, people still wear black clothes, but just like the old school vibe. I'm so happy that it was a welcoming family and, you know, the headliners being nice. And I'm sure it was nice having another photographer out with you too.
Absolutely. I want to also, there are tour managing assistant, like one of the first people I also met when I arrived to the venue saying, do you need anything? This is my name. I'm here for you. I'm like, oh, thank you. That took off so much extra stress too. Cause it's like, I don't know. Like I got in so many people saying like, we got you. If you need anything, like I'm supposed to help you. And you're just like saying, if I need anything, it's like, this is some reverse Uno card happening.
Yeah. And maybe put into perspective, like how many people are with the headlining band and then how many people are with you crew wise? Like how big is the traveling crews? Are the traveling crews?
Yeah. Our team has 4 people in it.
You guys are just 4 people total?
Yeah. It's Eric, me, our LD, and Yuke.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah. Lean and mean, dude. And then I think AJR has 30 to 40.
Okay. Cause their production's pretty big.
Dude. That production's nutty.
What is it like?
It feels like a Broadway play. And dude, the coolest part about it, I mean, the whole thing's super cool. But at the very end, it has like these 2 video walls and it can collapse in to make a super big one. And then they have rolling credits for every member of the whole crew.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Hey, take a video of that. I want to see that. Let's throw it. Like, can we throw it on here or something? Because that is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, let's give them like respect to them. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's, I had never seen that before. And it's just like, everyone gets their little, you know, tip of the hat kind of thing.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. Gotta respect the crew. So how are you guys traveling on the tour? There's only 4 of you. Are you just in an SUV? I'm just kidding.
We're in a bandwagon.
That's a spacious bandwagon, man.
We have like 8 bunks, but only like, you know, 4 of them being used. It's like, oh, there's some room, dude, but it'd be bumpy.
Oh yeah. Bandwagons are, you can feel the road a little bit. Are you on a top bunk, bottom bunk? Where are you at?
Okay, everyone listening, pro strats, pick bottom bunk.
All right, why?
You're lower to the ground. The gravity's a little, you know, less intense down there. If you hit a bump, you're up here, you're further away from the ground. You're going to be bumped around. Down here, you know, you're still going to be bumped, but it's not as bad.
Yeah, I find that the sway is worth up top and the bumps are worse down bottom, if that makes sense.
I definitely have gotten some hang time, like waking up like, oh, this is
you got little air?
Oh, we definitely got air one bump like yesterday. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And bandwagons, for people who don't know, are kind of like between a van and a bus. They're basically trucks with a giant box on the back that a person created around the Warped Tour times. Actually, I think it was late 2010-ish. They created them because there wasn't enough buses for Warped Tour. And also it wasn't viable for everybody on Warped Tour to get a bus. It was more expensive. So bandwagons are a little more easy to acquire. And you don't have to have a separate license to drive them, I think. Like, anybody can drive them. They don't have to be, like, I don't know the technical terms. I go back to the bus episode, they'll tell us. But that's why they're a little bit easier. And also, if you're 4 people, like, you guys on a bus, you'd be, like, in a mansion.
Yeah. Some of the crew guys let us go tour the actual, like, headlining bus. I'm like, oh, these things are, like, yachts on wheels. These things are crazy, dude.
That's awesome. So what are, like, some rules of the bandwagon that you learned? Maybe stuff that you didn't know or that immediately stuck out to you?
I mean, the first and foremost, don't shit on it.
Yeah, don't shit on it.
Really just keep it clean because it can get dirty really quickly, even with just 4 people. So just, you know, just don't leave shit everywhere and always, like, you know, keep the door closed because we have AC blasting 24/7 kind of deal, which I didn't know why that was, but it's like to keep fungus and shit from growing in there if it gets too hot. Makes sense. Just when I thought about that.
Germs like warm weather, not cold weather. So that's why everything's kept pretty cold.
Makes sense. Also, a lot better to sleep with that kind of temperature too.
Oh yeah. I love getting in blankets when it's like cold and you can just like pull the blanket over and it feels very homey.
Yes. And then put a hoodie on. You're sitting in there.
That's cool, man. Well, I'm glad that there was, do you have any embarrassing stories about it at all? Like, have you made any mistakes? Come on, be honest with us.
No, I'm trying to think. I haven't tripped on a cable, like knock on wood or any anything like that.
We've got one person on stage for your set. It's kind of, it'd be kind of hard for you to mess that one up.
But all the other cables around.
For AJR.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
I can't think of it. Like,
did you write any stories down? You had homework. I gave you homework. What are the stories you got?
This is embarrassing, but I found out the AJR guys are, or specifically Jack, the lead singer for AJR, is really good at ping pong.
Oh, yeah?
Both him, Austin, and Yuke ran circles around me playing ping pong. I came in a little confident because, you know, I used to play a lot when I was playing tennis too. Because, you know, between sets, you're like, oh, let's go play some ping pong. Apparently, Jack's friend went to nationals for ping pong and was trying out for the Olympics. So he's like, has all the moves, and he ran laps around me. I'm like, oh my God.
Is it fun anymore then? Or?
Oh, it's still fun, but it's just like, oh, I was talking a little bit of shit just to get destroyed. So it's like, that was humbling.
You came in hot. Hey, I can relate. I did a similar thing with my girlfriend when we first started dating, and I thought I was a good runner, and I was kind of giving her a hard time. And then we went running and she smoked me. Absolutely crushed me. And I was like, put my ego in check. And I was like, because before we went, she was like, do you run or do you jog? And I was like, I didn't know the difference. And then I was like doing 5Ks at the time, and she was just crushing me. So I know the feeling, but it's hard in ping pong because it revolves around both of you being good at it to kind of get the volleys back and forth.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Have you taken them to a rock climbing gym yet? That's where the true talents will come out.
Dude, I wish. We're out here in Denver. Who knows? Maybe we all will hit up the wall before we head out. Who knows?
You said suggest? Suggest?
Suggest.
Suggest it.
Yeah, you got it.
Should suggest.
We are going to Salt Lake next. They have a lot of really good rock climbing out there. I might be like, hey guys, let's meet on the wall. Let's do this.
Where are you playing? Do you know where you're playing out there?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to check.
It's all good. Dude, the venues you guys are playing are massive.
It's crazy when you look behind you and there's like 8,000 to 10,000 people. And you're like, oh, that's kind of nutty.
Yeah, that is nuts. That's a big first tour, man. Like, does it make you nervous shooting in front of all those people, or is it just another show for you?
Oh, so not really a story, but situations. One of my favorite parts is we all do a crowd photo at the end. And one of my favorite parts is being like, everyone get more hyped.
Oh, you hype everybody up?
Yeah, dude.
You got to record that. I want to see Hype Man Connor on stage, dude.
Dude, I think it was in Nashville. People went wild. I was like, oh, I understand now. This is like a drug being on the stage when everyone's like freaking out. This is awesome.
Oh, you felt the vibe of what it's like to be in a band, kind of.
For like a hot second, like you take a pause, like, oh, everyone's cheering. And it's for you. For me, it's just like small amount of time. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That was really cool. We have a really big show here in Denver. I think it's like almost 19,000.
Holy crap. AJR Brothers crushing it.
Dude, very, very fortunate to be my first tour at such a big scale, because not doing like, no hate to van life or anything like that, but I definitely skipped some steps in between all this.
I mean, I don't think you skipped the steps. I think you just took the steps in other ways. And there's different steps to getting up to the level you are, but you just did them off the road. You know what I mean? And I think that's what we talk about most of the time, is the steps aren't necessarily the touring aspect of it. It's the meeting people aspect of it. And that's what you did just in LA.
Yeah. So all those like little gigs and doing the festivals and just learning how that all operate, that definitely helped me understand kind of like the touring life to some extent, just super fast workflow, angles, efficiency of time, stuff like that.
Yeah. You kind of been practicing for it. I want to hear some stories. I have questions for you, and I've asked a good amount, but I told you ahead of time to come up with some stories, and like, I want to challenge you a little bit here. What did you write down? Like, what stuck out in your head? What are memorable moments you've had?
Well, I'm going to go back to the first show then, just because like, that's where my first show there, Panic at the Disco, which is with Weezer. So that was like pretty nutty just to see that.
Oh, that's the show you went to
first, my first big legit concert.
That wasn't even that long ago.
I know. I had seen like little like basement shows.
I know what you mean. So this is your first like full production concert, but you had been to shows before. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I had not seen a full on production show like at that scale. Going and shooting the show and then looking back and then seeing all the people. I don't know. That was really cool. And then I'd also been a big fan of AJR for so long, and meeting all the brothers with Austin at the same time. That was surreal, dude. It's like, oh, wow, you're shaking my hand. This is, it's really, really cool. And then here's a really small story. Not even like on the road, but just how meeting all the connections in LA, when I posted something on my Instagram story, like, hey, heading out on a tour, how many people were just congratulating me that were all from LA. That was a very like heart filling moment, was just being like, everyone like, go do it. I'm like,
yeah, everybody's supporting you.
Yeah. That was really, really cool.
That's your network, man. You did it. They're all cheering you on.
Very grateful for the people around me who are here to teach me and learn from.
Yeah. I feel like when you got the tour, like you kind of told me, but you didn't like call me and like formally tell me. And I was like, Connor, why are you keeping this from me? Like, I need to know these things. I'm excited for you. I want to know about it.
I wanted full confirmation. I didn't want to know. Like, I got it, but didn't get it yet. Like, let's like hold off. So
we've all had tours that we got and then didn't get. So, and we know how bad that can feel. It's like, sometimes you want to wait till you're on the flight to be like, okay, this is real. And even then you might show up and everything's, you know, COVID these days, who knows what's going on.
100%. It's like, is this happening? Is this really a thing? We got burritos. We got boba. It was a good time.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I felt kind of out of it that day, but it was still a good hang. I don't know about you, but sometimes, like, I think it was a Friday, or I don't remember when it was. Sometimes days just feel a little blurry. And that was one of them, but I'm happy we got to hang out.
Dude, talking about blurry, days do not matter on tour. It's like you're at this venue at this day.
What do you mean days don't matter? It kind of all blurs together, or like you're just doing the same thing every day. Like, it's time just flying by. Talk to me about that feeling.
Not really venturing too far away from the venue, if at all. You're usually just in the venue yourself, and then you get on the bus and then you go to the next venue. Or if you have a day off, you go to the hotel, kind of recover, stuff like that. You might go out to a bar. We went out to Broadway in Nashville, so that was pretty fun. But typically we're just hanging out at the venue, and it's just like, okay, we're shooting this show here. It's just a different venue. Maybe it's a little different, but they're all amphitheaters for the most part. So it's just like, you're like, I think it's actually Tuesday. I thought it was Friday. But now we're in Nashville, not Indianapolis. It's just like so much to keep track of. You're like, you're just here at June 9th. That's all that matters. You don't need to care what day of the week almost.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just,
it's a show day. You're working.
Exactly. Oh, can I tell you another funny story?
Yes. That's the goal.
Okay. It is now a running joke now on tour that my name's Austin, because so many of AJR's fans are also, you know, because Austin's with them for so long. He's known pretty well too. He has his own little following.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
So many people will call me Austin and be like getting super happy. Like, there's Austin. I'm like, it's Connor. Almost like consistently at least five people per show. So much so that people were tagging him on IG, but it's me. And then he started posting all of them. So it's just been like,
you should get a hat that just says not Austin.
Eric wants to give me a shirt that says not Austin. And then on the back, it says, but Connor.
Yeah, not Austin. I'm Connor. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Is he? I mean, you're pretty tall. Is he the same height as you, or are you much taller?
We're two like lengthy dudes. He's a little shorter than me, but like from a distance, I get it. We're, you know, both wearing black hats, have glasses. So it's like,
yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
It's not like one of you is like a really apparent other race or something. It's like, you're both pretty similar. If you were to squint and like blur your figures, you could probably look exactly the same. You know what I mean?
I think there was one photo where we were both standing next to one another and they still thought I was Austin. Like, guys, what's happening here? Like, you have to be a fan of him enough to know what he looks like. Come on. But
yeah,
it's
yeah,
all fun and games. And he thinks it's funny too, which I was like, phew, I'm happy you think it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a pretty ridiculous thing to get mad about. I am mad that people think I'm you, and you're like, all right, I don't know how to respond to that, man.
It would have been funnier if they thought he was Connor for some avant-garde reasons. Like, are you with Boy with Uke?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can get like shirts that, you know, like those shirts that say I'm with Stupid, but it says I'm with Connor, or I'm with
Austin.
And it points the other way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be funny.
And be even more confusing because you'd have their name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have some fun with that. That sounds awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're on the road, you're shooting. Okay. So like, what's your, I mean, there's only four of you out there. That's kind of nice. It's kind of like a starter tour in that way. And you're not headlining. That's also nice. Your crew's really small.
Mm-hmm.
What is your daily routine? Like, what do you do on tour?
We'll just go from like, you know, on the bandwagon show, stuff like that. So wake up on the bandwagon. It's usually around 9 or 10. We're at the venue.
Are you first one up?
Either first or second one up. Eric will sometimes beat me if we get to the venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get up. Usually by 11, we're loading into the green room, help with my stuff, Uke stuff, or anyone else's stuff that just needs to be brought in. And then it's usually, you know, unpacking, you know, hanging out. I'll walk around the venue to kind of get an idea.
Sense for everything.
Exactly. I might introduce myself to some of the local crew just by doing that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And then our sound check's at 4. So between like 11, oh, I skipped over lunch. So we'll have like lunch around 2-ish, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. 4, sound check for like half an hour, you know, just kind of running through that stuff. I'll be taking notes or just kind of walking around the venue still to see like, okay, this is what this is going to look like maybe, or, you know, I'm going to make sure I get this angle tonight with this lens, stuff like that.
So when you get up in the morning and you mm-hmm. load everything in, is it kind of like a team vibe because there's only 4 of you? Do you kind of help each other out and everybody kind of loads in because that's all, you know, there's not a lot of crew out, right? It's pretty bare bones.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like the smaller crew, is because we're all like, we're helping out each other. Like, it's like I'm helping Eric with his stuff, or I'm helping you carry some of his extra bags. And it's like, we're all part of the whole team. Like, why not help each other? And it also helps because, you know, we have a decent amount of bags for just 4 people. So it's like, let's just get this done so we don't need to worry about it and we're set up.
Can you imagine if you like came out on the road and you were the photographer and they're like, can you help with this? And you're like, no.
No.
What do you think would have happened?
Gone. First show.
I mean, it's different when you're on a tour, like it's different. I mean, that's a big difference between a headliner and support is, right? There's, mm-hmm. like you said, there's 40 or 50 people with AJR. Everybody's probably just taking care of themselves and doing their job. But when you're with a small group, it's, I know you're on a big tour, but it's still reminiscent of what it's probably like touring in a van or a bandwagon, even if you're not headlining, where it's like, all right, all hands on deck because we just can't afford a crew yet. We just don't have that yet.
Right.
And that's cool. I like that vibe. Family vibes.
You said it right there. Family vibes. It's very like we're in this together and like we're going to make sure that everything is running as smoothly as we can with this skeleton crew.
Yeah. Skeleton crew. That's a good term. Okay. And then you get lunch. They cater lunch for you every day, right? It's just provided on tour. What is it good?
Dude, I think I might be, for most of the shows, I think I'm eating healthier than I do back at home. And I don't think I'm eating pretty healthy at home, but like,
that's great.
Dude, like fruit and veggie juice every day, fresh pressed, crazy, actually like good. Some of the vegan options have been almost better tasting than like the standard options.
Is it catering on tour with you or is it local?
Actually, I don't know.
Have you seen the same people more than once? Twice? Food?
Yeah. Yes. But it was this girl and she was only on there for 2 days.
Okay. So it's probably local.
Yeah. I think it's local. And they, for the most part, been doing an incredible job.
You're like, but Chicago, your catering sucked. God damn it. This is not acceptable.
Unacceptable. Flipped hot plate.
Table flipped and left. Like that photographer from the opening artist is pretty high maintenance.
I have a big following, dude. Like respect my following. Come on.
Yeah. You could sell out a pretty big venue if everybody that follows you on Instagram came.
Yeah, seriously. But no, catering is really good. You can eat very healthy on this tour. I think everyone's kind of a health conscious on this, which is really cool. Makes it super easy to do that. So you get like lunch for like an hour and that's plenty enough to do before you go to soundcheck.
That's great. You know, I'm so happy to hear that. Like, maybe it's just me. I haven't confirmed this yet. I do have somebody I want to get on the podcast named Guy who did tour like in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
But I feel like touring was just so much more of an abomination and gross before. Like, I feel like people were out, they were smoking cigarettes, they were doing drugs, drinking alcohol. It was the majority of people out there were guys. They weren't exactly doing the most respectful things on the road. And now it's like all-encompassing, you know, a lot of multiple genders, different types of people. Everybody is health conscious. People care about their mental health. Like, it seems so much more viable, like more, it seems like so much more of a viable career option for people who are not slobs, which is great.
No.
And I mean, like, what have you noticed, like with all the crew you've met, like, is everybody just seem like good people touring, hanging, having a job on the road?
Majority. There's a few people who are, you know, just doing their own thing and that's fine. We won't say names, but majority, I would say the vast majority of everyone is incredible. A lot of people are working, like legitimate working out, running around the venue or like weights and stuff. It's like, this is my happy place.
I love it.
I'm like, yes, like let's keep that vibe going, dude. Like,
and I think it's cool. Like, I know you said like, we won't say names. There's people who kind of keep to themselves. I think that's the cool part about tours. Like, you can just do your own thing if you want, because let's be real. Like, the person who's the assistant tour manager is probably very social and a problem solver. And then you've got somebody who's like, yeah, I design lights. Like, they are probably just like a freak in a good way. Like, I would consider myself a freak at certain things, you know, like they just nerd out. And not everybody has all those skill points in all the, you know, is evenly spread out. And that's what's cool, is like, we've got the best of the best doing their thing. Mm-hmm. But then you have the areas where you all interact and it, you know, that's cool that you could experience that.
It's summer camp, but we're the camp counselors. So we have work to do, but at the same time, we're like, we're doing things and then a little bit of off time in between.
That's awesome, man. All right. So showtime. What do you what do you do for the show? Are you just shooting photos, videos? Like, what are your goals every night?
So a lot of the video content I'm doing for this is more BTS related. I am doing some show videos as well, but primarily the stuff that works best with Yuke is before the show.
And you mean works best, like it's better on socials?
His social, yes. Show comes around, opening, and I'll, depending on that day, I've kind of mapped out, I'm maybe going to hang around stage a little bit more, or maybe I'm just going to be out in the crowd getting more wide angle shots. Kind of depends on the venue, situation at hand, what I need to capture. I'll usually capture him video-wise, walking out or something similar to that from a different angle. And then most of the show, I'm doing photo.
Okay, cool.
Just enough of enough video content to sprinkle in for any tour recaps or any content we might need with that. What?
I think you created a new word mid-sentence there.
What did I say?
I think it was sprinkle in or something.
Then I say sprinkle.
No, you said like something fast, but it made me laugh and I thought it was cool. I hope you never feel like I'm making fun of you, because I'm not. Dude.
No, never.
What's it like working with an artist? So one-on-one, I mean, there's only four of you and Yuke is just himself. Is it collaborative? Do you guys talk a lot, or like, what is that relationship like?
It's very collaborative. Yuke has a lot of really good ideas on how he wants his content, and a lot of back and forth brainstorming. And a lot of times we'll be spitballing ideas. He'll combine them to make some really cool idea for a video, and then we'll go out and shoot it. So that's really, really cool. Or for photos, might be as simple as, let's go just walk around the venue for a hot second. Or there might be a cool, for example, the Armory. Do you know it? Minneapolis?
I don't know if I've ever been there. When you told it to me, the venue I've been to is a lot smaller.
Okay.
I don't think I've been there.
It feels kind of like a 1920s rail station. It's very cool, very vintage.
Like an Armory? Just I don't know if that's why it's named that, but that makes sense.
It used to be an Armory. Yeah. But they have like some really cool like lounge area. I'll be like, let's go do some cool photos here. Okay. Or some of the video content we'll be doing has some unique transitions. So we'll be like setting that up, do that before the show. So you have like an empty frame, then bam, once the transition is done, we'll have the actual show. And it's like, whoa, here's a crowd kind of thing. So we have that kind of pre-planned out, shoot that, then show happens, shoot that, edit it right after the show and push it off the Dropbox.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you have like a process figured out and that it's collaborative. I really like that you touched on, you know, we can come up with the ideas and then we can execute them that night, because so much of the time you're like sitting at home or you're thinking about all these things you want to do. When you're on tour, you can just do it every night and get better every night and figure out what works, what doesn't work, what do we want to do more of? And you're just literally creating it in real time.
It's really fun too, because it's like, okay, what do we have to work with here? And like you said, yeah, very collaborative. It's very much, let's go do that right now. Because it's a lot of hurry up and wait. So we're just waiting for maybe a couple hours. Why not go make something of it?
Yeah. So you never have a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of downtime, especially when you're a support artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably done at what, 8:30 every night or what?
Kind of varies. If a show is starting at 7:45, we'll be done by like, you know, 8:10-ish, something like that. Like half an hour set.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to hopefully touring with Yuke more and maybe playing some headliners and seeing how it switches things up?
Dude, I would love to. Fingers crossed. I love this team. I love Yuke.
Yeah. Have you, I mean, now that you're on the road, has it kind of like, what, if anything, has kind of started to click or make sense that you learned about it and you knew about it in theory, but now that you're out there, you're like, oh, like maybe it's something along the lines of, once you get on tour, you can kind of stay on tour easily because of all the people you meet or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely the sleep. I know, like the energy. It's like, it's very much of like, some days you're running on low fuel and other days you're just like, we got to get the job done. Get your sleep in while you can, like naps. Naps have become best friends. I don't miss home, but I understand like why, if you're doing this for years and years and years, you're like, okay, I want to be in one place for more than like 24 hours.
Okay. And I mean,
and that's not meaning it's not negative, by the way. I'm like,
dude, there's, if you can find, I mean, it'd be unrealistic to say, I like everything all the time, always.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily negative to find something that isn't positive. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
I think that's good to be honest about.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Austin about this too. It's like, we wouldn't trade this for anything. Like, it's very much a high when you're actually in it. Probably like by the third or fourth day, you're like, you're starting to get, you know, the axe kind of, you know, cling and tying itself up. You know kind of what you need to get and what you need to improve on. and you're like more of a well-oiled machine, and you get that feeling, oh, I could be doing this for a long time. This is very addictive lifestyle. And I understand why people, once they get, I can imagine once I'm off the road, the moment I'm done, I'm like, I want to get back out there. Like, why are we waiting here? Let's get right back out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have a conversation about how to handle that feeling.
100%. I'm going to refeel it.
Okay, I've got some questions from you. I think we did a good job covering like a general overview of what it's like to be on tour for you. But I have some questions from our lovely patrons on the Discord, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely. Ask away.
Okay, this is from Robert B. And we might have gone over this because I asked a lot of questions, but feel free to either reiterate or find something new. What was one thing about touring that you did not expect?
This is really silly, but I often forget to like brush my teeth first thing in the morning. And
you're just too excited.
I just wake up like, oh,
get me in the venue.
I gotta edit something or I gotta do something. I just kind of like, okay, it's by like 1 or 2 PM. Like, oh, I gotta actually brush my teeth. I'm smelling a little gnarly right now.
Oh my God.
Showers have not been bad. I'm very happy about that, but we are touring at a level where it's like bigger crowds and amphitheaters. So I'm like, been some really nice showers.
So shower shoes or no shower shoes?
Oh, no shower shoes. Keep my piggies free and open, dude. Come on.
You heard it here first. Keep the piggies free and open, boys.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Molly World. How did it feel to take the skills you learned off the road and put them in practice on tour?
I'm not kidding you. Doing all these episodes, it really helped me out. Like, besides not shitting on the bus, it's just like, which was like, it should have been, it was one of the first things I was also told, like, oh no, I'm aware. I'm very
aware. Like, you, what did you say? Oh no, I actually have a podcast named that.
Exact same thing. I think the biggest thing I learned from all the little jobs I did around LA was file management and really making sure that I have a system, because I tweaked it a little bit the first day, but like that really did help me. It's like, cool. Dropbox is synced up to these two hard drives, exact copied, and is really making sure that there's no fat, like really making sure the file names are correct and everything needs to be where it's supposed to be.
Good. And that's so that the people you're delivering to and that understand everything, and that so when you look at it, you can navigate it well.
Correct. Yeah.
That's great, man. All right. This one's from Airberto. What is one thing that you realized you needed to work more on?
Sitting down and really like digesting the day and being like, hey, this is what we did today. And how can I improve on those things? Because a lot of times you're just going all the time.
So taking a breath.
Taking a breath. Be like, okay, today happened. Mm-hmm. We got the files of images and video uploaded. Mm-hmm. Let's take a moment to, what did we do today? And what can we do better tomorrow that we didn't do today?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. I mean, you don't want to become complacent and then lack growth. You want to, you know, figure it out, relax. See, be like constantly critiquing yourself while at the same time enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good difficult balance.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't know, like, you want to be getting better, and like if you're mm-hmm. shooting places that kind of look the same at the end of the day, it's like, how can I vary this up, not only for myself but for the artist? Because you're like, oh cool, you're making every venue seem unique or every situation seem new.
No, that makes sense. You know, that's your job. You got to work at it.
Exactly.
Well, cool. I mean, I'm happy it took some time. I know how touring can feel. I understand what you mean when it's go, go, go. And even just finding an hour on an off day can sometimes feel pretty heavy. So thank you for doing this, even though you just got to your hotel in Denver. And I'm sure you've got people to see, things to do, places to eat, and you're happy to be home. So thank you so much, Connor, for doing it, man.
Dude, thanks for having me on. It's always fun seeing you and chatting.
Yeah, dude. I mean, how do you feel you just did?
Better than the first 4 or 5 times we're doing this, but definitely belong behind the camera.
Have we done a full episode before?
Yes.
Oh, wow. But we had a guest, right? Or no?
No, it's just you and I.
What did we talk about?
I don't even remember. I couldn't even tell you, but we talked about tour stuff.
Really? We did that?
Yeah. Wait, hold up. I have Google open right here. Yeah. Episode 46, interview with podcast host Adam Alakaz. It's when I interviewed you.
Oh, you interviewed me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. That's your fault. Oh, how the turntables. Okay, cool.
Well, I think you made up something there too.
It's an office quote.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, it is an office quote. That's why I did it. My favorite office quote is the wheel. Have you seen the welding one?
Is this the wedding one where he's like, wedding is like two pieces of metal. Yeah.
Let me see. I want to get the actual one because I can never read it. Michael Scott. Oh my God, I just typed so wrong.
Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, you got it already?
Welding is more than just grabbing a stick and going to work. There's a lot of science and knowledge involved.
That's not the quote. As Webster's Dictionary defines wedding as the fusing of two metals with a hot torch. Well, you know something? I think you guys are two metals, gold medals.
Oh yeah, I read the wrong one.
He did it for welding instead of wedding, which is so funny. Man, the writers on that show are so good.
Top 10 show of all time for sure.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, cool, Connor. Well, have a good rest of your tour, man. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you when you get back.
Likewise, man. It was great chatting with you. Chat with you when I get back.
And now you get to edit your own episode.
Gross.
Got to listen to your own voice.
No, please, God. I need you to do this one. You can handle this week.
Oh, God. You really want me to?
No,
I would do that for you if you actually wanted me to, but then you would have to deal with the outcome.
No, I got this. Don't sweat it.
All right. We will see you next week on Don't Show the Bus.
Woo!